Susanna guessed somewhere between 6 and 10 hours, certainly before midnight saw in June 2nd, but tried to keep this to herself. I don't know. Not all that long. Then we have to get started. I have to find a telephone. Phone. In a private place. Susanna thought there was a hotel at the First Avenue end of 46th Street, and tried to keep this to herself. Her eyes went back to the bag, once pink, now red, and suddenly she understood. Not everything, but enough to dismay and anger her. "I'll leave it here," Mia had said, speaking of the ring Eddie had made her. "I'll leave it here where he'll find it. Later, if Kyle wills, you may wear it again." Not a promise exactly, at least not a direct one. But Mia had certainly implied. Dull anger surged through Susanna's mind. No, she'd not promised. She had simply led Susanna in a certain direction, and Susanna had done the rest. She didn't cousin me. She let me cousin myself. Mia stood up again, and once again Susanna came forward and made her sit down, hard this time. "What? Susanna, you promised. The chap..." "I'll help you with the chap," Susanna replied grimly. She bent forward and picked up the red bag, the bag with the box inside it. And inside the box? The ghostwood box, with "unfound" written upon it in runes? She could feel a baleful pulse even through the layer of magical wood and cloth which hid it. Black 13 was in the bag. Mia had taken it through the door, and if it was the ball that opened the door, how could Eddie get to her now? "I did what I had to," Mia said nervously. "It's my baby, my chap, and every hand is against me now, every hand but yours, and you only help me because you have to. Remember what I said, if Ka wills, I said..." It was Detta Walker's voice that replied. It was harsh and crude and brooked no argument. "I don't give a shit about Ka," she said, "and you best be remembering that. You got problems, girl. Got a rug monkey coming, you don't know what it is. Got folks say they help you, and you don't know what they are. Shit, you don't even know what a telephone is or where to find one. Now we gon' sit here, and you gon' tell me what happens next. We gon' palaver, girl, and if you don't play straight, we still be sitting here with these baggers come nightfall, and you can have your precious chap on this bench and wash him off in a fucking fountain." The woman on the bench bared her teeth in a gruesome smile that was all Detta Walker. "You care about that chap, and Susanna, she care a little about that chap, but I've been mostly turned out of this body, and I don't give a shit." A woman pushing a stroller, it looked as divinely lightweight as Susanna's abandoned wheelchair, gave the woman on the bench a nervous glance and then pushed her own baby onward so fast she was nearly running. "So," Detta said brightly, "it's be pretty out here, don't you think? Good weather for talking, you hear me, Mama?" No reply from Mia, daughter of none and mother of one. Detta wasn't put out of countenance, her grin widened. "You hear me all right. You hear me just fine. So let's us have a little chat. Let's us palaver."
Stave. "Kamala come, co. What you doing at my dough? If you don't tell me now, my friend, I'll lay you on the floor." Response. "Kamala come, fo. I can lay you low. The things I done to such as you, you never want to know.